Shalom to all. Today's office bomb is Daf Lamed Tes, and we are starting about the third line with the word Tana. And today's office sponsor, Leilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Bas Biakav Moshe, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah, and Leilu Nishmas, Mars Freidichai Bela Bas Yitzchak Tzvi, Her Neshama Should Have an Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of a brassa discussing Myridin Karev. Do we appoint slash allow a relative to take care of the field of his relative who is either captured, that's called Shavoy, namely Myridin Karev Lenichse Shavoy, or take care of his relative's abandoned property called either Netushim or Retushim? So everyone agreed that if the fellow's a Shavoy, so we are Myrid Karev. Everyone also agreed that if the property was Ritushim, abandoned willfully, then we are not Myrid Karev. And there was a machlokes about Nitushim, property abandoned against the fellow's will, is that like Shavuot or not? Now we conclude the Brisa Tana. The Brisa says, V'kulam and all these, meaning all the people that are being Myrid, that are going down to the relative's property and taking care of it in the relative's absence, Shamilhem Ka'aris, we evaluate for them like an Aris, like a sharecropper, and that's how they get paid. The Gemara asks, Ahayo, which one of the cases in the Brisa is this going on? Elim, if one is Hashvuyin, is going on the first case, the Shvuyin case where the fellow was captured. Well, hashta zars v'niskar hava. My ashbach mibaya. The Brisa says very clearly that he's zars v'niskar. Even if his relative hears that his relative is on his way back, he was captured. We thought he died, but he didn't, and he's on his way back home. If his relative that took care of his property quickly harvested everything that was there and ate it all, so he's quick and he gained. And if we say that, of course he's going to get a portion in whatever he improved the land. El rather, if you want to say a ritushim, it's going on the case of ritushim. Well, that can't be because of amatina and miyadiktani. The Brisa says very clearly that in the case of ritushim, we don't allow the relative to go in, and if he does, we're going to take him away from the land. El rather, you want to say it's going on the middle case, on Nitushim, on the case of Nitushim? Well, Aman, who's it going like? Elim Rabban, if you want to say it's going according to Rabbanan, Ha'amri Maitzino Samyadai. The Rabbanan said that even in the case of Nitushim, we're going to take the relative out of the land. And Yiram Shem Gamliel, if you want to say it's going like Shem Gamliel, well, Ha'amr, he said that Shamati, I heard, Shanatushim Keshvuyin, that Nitushim is like Shvuyin. And we just said it's not a Chiddush by Shvuyin that the fellow's going to get paid like an Aris, like a sharecropper for any improvements he made into the land. So what's the brass concluding by saying, V'kulon Shamalahem Ka'aris? It doesn't seem like there's any case that it would be going on. And the Gemara answers, it's actually going on Rav Shimon Gamliel in this middle case of Netushim, and we have to understand slightly different. Kishvuyin v'lai shvuyin. This case of Netushim, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, is like shvuyin, but it's not 100% like shvuyin. Kishvuyin, what does it mean it's like shvuyin? To imatzino samayadai, that we don't take this property away from the relative that went to take care of it. V'lai shvuyin, but it's not like shvuyin 100%. Dilu hasam zarzum niskar. Over there, in a case of real shvuyin, when his relative was really captured and he went to take care of the property, and now we heard that his relative was on his way back home and he quickly harvested everything and ate it, so he's zarzum niskar. He gained by being quick. But over here, when we're talking about Nitushin, Shemi like ours, we evaluate him like a sharecropper, and he's not allowed to quickly harvest everything and eat it and gain that way. Ask the Gemara, why is it any different than the following? Someone who spends money on his wife's property when he gets married, so his wife brings him some Nichse Mulug, it's not his property, he's allowed to benefit from it, but it's still his wife's. And if he spends money on it, he invests in it. Let's say he spent a lot of money, but he only ate a little bit, it didn't gain so much. Or Kim of Achel Harbe, he spent very little money, it was a very small investment, but he ended up eating a lot. There was a lot of growth from the property. It doesn't make a difference either which way. Masha Haiti Haiti, Masha Achal Achal, whatever he spent, whatever he ate, and he doesn't get reimbursed for anything. So why is our case any different than this one that we just mentioned? Our case is getting like an Aris, whereas this one, when he's spending money on his wife's property, he doesn't get anything when he divorces his wife. Even if he invested a lot of money and he gained almost nothing, he's not able to demand that his wife pays him. And the Gemara answers, Halei Damya El Laha. Our case is only comparable to the following. And the following refers to somebody who married a Ktana Yosaima. She doesn't have a father, and we know that her mother and brother could marry her off. However, this marriage is only midrabanan, and she could do miyun. She could walk out of the marriage whenever she wants. And so what's the case? Someone who spends money, he invests in the nechasim of his wife who's a ktana. It's as if he's spending money on somebody else's property, and he will get reimbursed or he will get paid for some of his investment. Amu, we see from here, since the person is not semech das, he doesn't rely on it. The rabbanan were metakin that he gets paid so that he doesn't cause a loss to the properties. In other words, there's a key difference between when he marries a Yisayim Ktana versus when he marries a regular woman. When he marries a regular woman, he's going to make sure to take care of her properties, her Nechse Mulug, because he knows that when she dies, he gets to inherit those properties. So he's not going to ruin them, and therefore there's no reason to be metakin that he gets reimbursed for any investment that he makes, even though he didn't gain so much, because we're not afraid that he's going to ruin them. So it happens to be in this scenario, maybe he's divorcing her and he invested a lot, but he didn't gain much. Okay, so it's his tough luck and there's not much to do about it. But when he marries a Ktana Yisayima, he doesn't have Smichas Das. He doesn't rely on the fact that he's going to get her properties, because he knows she could walk out of the marriage anytime she wants. And therefore, in order to prevent him from ruining the property, the Rabbanan made a takana that don't worry, he's going to get evaluated at least like an aris, like a sharecropper in these properties, so that he doesn't ruin them. And Achanami so too over here in the case of Netushin, Takinu Le Rabbanan, the Rabbanan were metakin for this fellow, Keich Lev Sedinu, so that he doesn't cause a loss for the properties. And that's what our scenario is more comparable to. We continue, the Brass had said, Vakulan Shamalhem Ka'aris, and all of them are evaluated like an aris. So we ask Vakulan Nasuimai, what's the word Vakulan coming to include? We only mentioned one case of Netushin, but we said the word Vakulan in all of them. It seems like we're trying to to include somebody else? And the answer is, let's see how Adam Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, it's going to include where Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel said that Shavu Shenishba, a person was captured, by Reedin Karvel and Chasov, will put a relative into his Nechasim to take care of them, Yatzel Adas. However, if the person went willfully, he left in full control of his faculties, and he didn't appoint anyone to take care of his stuff for him, so in Reedin Karvel and Chasov, we do not allow a Karv to go into his properties to take care of them. Whereas Rav Nachman Dideyam, Rav Nachman himself says that by Reach, if he runs away, Harehu Kishavui, it's as if he was captured. And that's what we're coming to include by the word Vekulon. This is what Rav Nachman said, that if the fellow runs away, we're going to be Mayrid Karv Lenachasov. Now the question is, Baruch Machmas Mai, why is he running away? Even if you want to say Machmas Kargas because of the head tax, he doesn't want to have to pay taxes, so he ran away. Hain Uladas. That's considered Uladas. He left willfully. And we're not going to allow a Karv to go into his properties. Ella must be Baruch Machmas Mardin. He's running away because of Mardin. He killed somebody. The Persian government is going to kill him, so that's why he ran away. And the Chiddush is, that's considered like Shavui and not Ladas. And we continue talking about this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Shavui Shenishba, we have a fellow who was captured. Viniach Kama Liktzar, Anavim Livtzar, Tamarim Ligdar, Zesim Limsaik. And he left standing grain, grapes, dates, or olives that need to be picked. Bezin Yardin Lenachasov. Bezin goes into his properties, Umamidin Apotropis, and they appoint an Apotropis, a manager, an overseer, the Kaitzar Baitzar Regadir Maisik, and he does all this harvesting. And Machikach, after the harvest is done, by Reedin Karv Lenachasov, then we install a Karv, a relative, to take care of the properties. Ask the Gemara, Velikim Apotropal Ilam. So why not just appoint an Apotropis, this manager, this overseer, forever? Why are we going to take out the overseer that took care of the harvest and put in the Karv? And the answer is, Apotropal Diknani, Lemik Minon. We don't appoint an Apotropis for Diknani, which literally means bearded people. In other words, adults. And that's because an Apotropis works for free. He's just a volunteer appointed by Bezdin. And when we're talking about an adult's properties, an Apotropis is not going to be willing to do something for more than short term. For example, the harvest that we're talking about over here. As opposed to when we're dealing with the Yisamim Ketanim, an Apotropis will take care of their stuff because he feels like he's doing a mitzvah. And therefore, even if he has to be there for many years, he'll take care of the Yisamim's properties on a volunteer basis. And the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna says as follows. Number one, Ein Meridin Katan L'Nechsei Shavui. We do not allow a Katan to go into the properties of his relative who is a Shavui, who is a captive. Number two, V'loy Karv L'Nechsei Katan. We don't allow a Karv, a relative, to go into the properties of a Katan. And number three, V'loy Karv Machmas Karv L'Nechsei Katan. We don't allow a relative of a relative to go into the properties of a Katan either. And now explain these. Number one, in Meridin Katan L'Nechsei Shavui, we don't allow a Katan, a minor, under Bar Mitzvah, to go into the properties of a Shavui, someone who's captured. Maybe he's going to destroy them, he's going to ruin them. For example, if a father is captured and his closest relative is his son, who's a Katan, we're not going to allow the Katan to go into his father's properties because he's a Katan, he's inexperienced, he doesn't know how to take care of property, and so he's not allowed to go in. Number two, which is really number three, V'loy Karv Machmas Karv L'Nechsei Katan, we don't allow a relative of a relative to go into the properties of a Katan. And what's this referring to? Ba'achimi'ima, a brother from a mother. We'll explain this in a moment. Let's just continue to the last one. V'loy Karv L'Nechsei Katan, we don't allow a relative to go into the Nechasim of a Katan, Kim Doloy Machi, since he's not going to protest, Asi L'Chazuke Bey, the relative might end up making a Chazaka. So let's explain these last two scenarios. Let's say we have a Katan, we're going to call him Ruvain, and he's not able to take care of his properties. We're not allowed to install a relative of his inside the property to take care of it. And that's a relative, for example, his brother from the same father. Ruvain's brother Shimon, who's a Gadol, is not allowed to be installed in the property because we're afraid that since Shimon Yarshins along with Ruvain, Shimon's going to end up taking the entire property for himself, claiming that it was his part of the Yerusha. That's what we mean by saying Asi L'Chazuke Bey. Shimon's going to end up making a Chazaka on Ruvain's property. So therefore, Shimon, the older brother of Ruvain, is not allowed to be installed in his property to take care of it. And by the same token, we also don't install a Karav Machmas Karav, a relative of a relative. This would be referring to Levi, who's Shimon's brother, because they share the same mother. Now, even though Levi didn't Yarshin along with Ruvain, because again, he's only a brother from a mother, not from the same father, still we're afraid that Levi's going to end up saying, this property was really my brother Shimon's, and he had inherited it from his father that he shares with Ruvain. And that's why I, Levi, have this property, because it's not Ruvain's, it's really Shimon's. And therefore, a relative of a relative is not allowed either. Now, Rava says, we learn from Rav Huna that we can't make a chazaka and a chasim of a katan. We know that if a person is in a field and he eats from its produce for 3 years in a row, that's called making a chazaka, and he doesn't even have to have a shtar. And we learn from Rav Huna, says Rava, that we're not able to make a chazaka in the property of a katan. Even if the katan grew up, he already turned 13, and for another 3 years, his relative continues to stay in his property, eating all the produce, still it's not considered a chazaka. And that's because since the katan never knew to make a macha, he never knew that he was supposed to protest and say, this is my field, his relative, as we've been discussing, his brother from the same father, is not able to make a chazaka. Now we qualify this, v'loy armah, this is only said, al ba'achid abba, only a brother from the same father. Afal ba'achid ima, if it's a brother from the same mother, less one brother, there's no issues. Because a maternal brother is not able to claim, I got this property as part of the Yerusha, and they don't yarshin their mother. And furthermore, v'achid abba nami loy amran, even in regards to a brother from the same father, we also didn't say there's an issue, el barasa, only when we're talking about land. Afal abati, less Hashem Abba. But if we're talking about the older paternal brother taking care of a house that the younger brother yarshined, there's no issue. And that's because the neighbors will say, yeah, we know that this was yarshined by the younger brother, not by the older brother. And even when we're talking about land, there's no issue. El deloy avet itta. That's only if there was no official division written down in a shtar. Aval avet itta, but if they wrote a shtar regarding who got one in the division, kol isla, so there's a kail, everyone knows about it, and there's no issue. However, now we retract all this, v'loy, it's really not so. Leishna achi de abba, leishna achi de ima, it doesn't make difference if we're talking about a paternal or maternal brother. Leishna arasa, leishna bati, it doesn't make difference if we're talking about land or homes. Leishna avet itta, leishna loy avet itta, it doesn't make difference if they made a shtar about the division or they didn't write a shtar. Loy machtinon, Rav Huna holds that a relative is never allowed to go into the katan's property. And now we have a story about this. Ayi safta, there was a grandmother, da'avila talas benasa, she had three daughters. So let's give names to them. The safta would be Sarah, and the three daughters would be Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. The safta and one of her daughters were captured. So safta Sarah and daughter Rivka were captured. What about the other two daughters, Rachel and Leah? One of them died, we'll call her Rachel, Vishavka Yanuka, and she left over a little kid, we'll call him Binyamin. So Rabbi Abai asks as follows, what are we supposed to do over here? Look, should we take all of Safta Sarah's properties and give them to the remaining sister, Leah, to take care of? Well, Del Meshchiva Safta, maybe the grandmother died, and that means that Binyamin, who's Rachel's son, he's a rightful Yarish of these properties, and Vein Meridin Karav Nechsei Katan. A Karav, who's Leah, she's not allowed to be installed in the properties of a Katan. And Nukminu Lenechse Biyadi Yenuka, so do you want to say the kid is supposed to take care of all the properties? Well, Del Meshchiva Safta, maybe the Safta didn't die. Vein Meridin Katan Lenechse Shavoy. And that means that we're not allowed to take this Katan, Binyamin, and put him into the Nechasim of the Shavoy of the captive grandmother. So what are we supposed to do? Who's supposed to take care of the properties? Amar Abai, so Abai answers, Hilkach, therefore we do as follows. Palgal Yavina Lala Lechasa, half of the grandmother's properties are given to the sister, Leah. And that's because Maman of Shach, if the grandmother is alive, so Meridin Karav Lenechse Shavoy. If the grandmother died, Rivka, the captured daughter, did not die, so Leah deserves a third as a Yerusha, and the other third she's taken care of for Rivka. And if Rivka also died, then Leah rightfully gets half as her own Yerusha. And Ve'edach Palgal, the other half of the properties, Makmina Lapa Chapel, Yenuka, we're going to point an apachapis for the kid to take care of it for the kid. Now Rava Amar Rava says, once you're establishing an apachapis for half the properties, so establish an apachapis for the other half of the properties, and he's going to be paid like an aris. Now we continue with the story. At the end they heard that Safta Sarah died, but they still don't know about Rivka. And Amar Abaye says, okay, so now that we know that she died, a third of the properties are given to Leah, the surviving sister that's here, because that's her Yerusha. A third is given to the child, because that's his Yerusha, he gets it, Mikayach, his mother, Rachel. Vedech Tilson, the other third, which belongs to the captive sister, because we don't know if she died yet. So Yavina Danka Lachasa, we give a sixth, which means half of the third, we give it to the sister, Leah, to take care of. Vedech Danka, and the other sixth, Mukminale Apachapa, Leinuka, we appoint an Apachapa to take care of for the child. Now Rava Amar, once again, Rava argues, and he says, Migo de Mukim Apachapa, Danka, since we're already appointing an Apachapa for one sixth, Mukminami Apachapa, Edech Danka, we're going to appoint that same Apachapa for the other sixth. And now we have another story about relatives' properties. Marbar Isaac also lay Achim Bechuzai. Marbar Isaac had a brother that came to him from Bechuzai. What happened? So Marbar Isaac's father went with him to Bechuzai and he got remarried there and had a child. Now, after his father died, Marbar Isaac came back to his original place where he used to live and went into his father's properties. And then many years down the line, a brother shows up at Marbar Isaac's door and says, hello, I'm your brother. And Amalei, he told him, plaguely, split our father's nechasim with me. So Amalei told him, lay down alecha, I don't know you. Who are you? So also coming to Rav Chisda, he came to Rav Chisda, and Amar Lei, Rav Chisda told his brother, Shaper Kamalacha, he's telling you something good. Shinemar, because the pasuk says, Vayakar Yosef es Echav, Vehem Lo Yikiru. Yosef recognized his brothers, but they didn't recognize him. Malamet Yosef Loi Chasim Ezakon, Ubav Chasim Ezakon. That teaches us that when Yosef left his brothers, he didn't have a beard, and when he appeared before them, meaning when they came to him as ruler of Mitzrayim, he had a beard. So that's why they didn't recognize him, but he recognized them. So Mr. Brother of Mari Bar Isaac, maybe you recognize him, but he doesn't know you. So Amar Lei, Rav Chisda told the brother, Zil Isi Sadi Dachuah. You have to go bring Edim that you're his brother. So Amar Lei told him, Isli Sadi, I have Edim, v'dachli minei, but they're afraid of Marbar Isak, the Gavar Limahu, because he's a very powerful person. So Amar Lei Ledidei, Rav Chisda told Marbar Isak, Zil at Isi Sahadi, the Lavachuchu. So you have to bring Edim that he's not your brother. Amar Lei, Marbar Isak asked him, Dina Hachi, is that the din? Hamatz Bechaber, all of a raya. We know that if somebody wants to extract from his fellow, he's the one that has to bring a raya. So his purported brother of mine is the one that has to bring the raya. So Amar Lei, Rav Chisda told him, Hachi Dainina Lacho, Lacho, Alim de Chavrach, this is how I judge for you and all of your powerful friends, that since his Edim are going to be afraid of you, you have to bring Edim. So Amar Lei, Marbar Isak told him, Saif, at the end of the day, if you're telling me that Edim are afraid, Asu Sadi V'lai Misadi, Edim are going to come and they're not going to give Edos. So Amar Lei, Rav Chisda told him, Tarti Loi Avdi, they're not going to do two. They're not going to be quiet and lie that you're not his brother. Elo Saif, what happened in the end? Asu Sadi Dachuahu. Edim did end up saying that this fellow is Marba by Isaac's brother. So Amar Lay, what did the brother tell him? Liflagli nami mipardesoyu bustanoi deshasal. I want to get half of the orchards and the vineyards that you planted. You went into dad's property. You improved them by planting orchards and vineyards. I get half of that as well. So Amar Lay, Rechaza told Mar bar Isaac, Shaper ka'amalcha. He's telling you good. How do we know that? Did not, because we have a mission that says, Yineach banam gudan muktanim. If a father died and left over older kids and younger ones, Vishbichu gudan masan achasim, and the older ones improved the nechasim, Hishbichu le'emtza, that improvement is split in the middle. And so you, Mar bar Isaac, planted all these things and you improved the property. Your brother now gets half of it. Mem amal alfa on top, v'chinam rabba. Rabba also says, Hishbichu le'emtza, everything gets split to the middle. However, Amalei Abaye, Abaye told Rav Chisda, Mi dami, is that case really comparable? Hasam gudan gamaktanim yadi. Over there, when a father died, leaving older and younger kids, so the older ones know about the younger ones, v'kamachli, and they're meichel, half of the improvements to the younger brother. Hach over here, miyad deleichel, did Mar bar Isaac know that he could be meichel? He went into his father's property, thinking that it's completely his, and he had no intention to be meichel the improvements to anybody. So Gemara tells us, igal gol melsa, literally this means the matter rolled around, which means it was bounced around in the Bate Midrashim, they were discussing it, and umatel kamed Rav Ami, the matter landed in front of Rav Ami. And Amar Lahu, he told the Talmidim that brought this case to him, gedayla mizu amru, they see something even greater than this. What do the Chacham say in regards to a karev that goes in nichsei shavoi? Shamalahem ka'aris, he's a value like an aris. Meaning when a person goes down to somebody else's property and he takes care of it and he improves it and then the owner comes back, so he gets evaluated like an aris, like a sharecropper. Well, hashi de lo yavin alei, shouldn't we at least give him his? In other words, Rami is suggesting that yes, even if we're going to split the improvement 50-50, still, since Mar bar Isaac was taking care of all these properties and all the improvements, he should at least receive a share like an aris in the part that he's giving to his brother. They brought this answer of Ami back to Rav Chisda, and Amar Lahu, he told Talmidim, Mi dami, is that comparable? Hasam Bershos Nachis. Over there, when a karev went Lenechsei Shavoi, he went in Bershos, he was allowed to do so, and that's why he gets evaluated like an Aris. But Hachala Bershos Nachis. Over here, Mar bar Isaac didn't go in Bershos, he didn't ask Bezdin, can I take over all my father's properties? Va'idim, furthermore, Katanhu, his brother was a Katan when he went into his father's properties. Vein Meridin Karev Lenechsei Katan, and a karev is not allowed to go into the properties of a Katan, like we said before. So Mar bar Isaac wasn't even allowed to be in his father's properties. And Ojula Kamed Rav Ami, they brought this answer back to Rav Ami, and Amar Lahu told the Talmidim, Lo Yisamua Kamai, the Katanhu. You didn't tell me the entire story. You didn't tell me that he was a Katan. And of course, I agree with Rav Chisda that Mar bar Isaac is not allowed to be in these properties, and therefore he does not get paid like an Aris. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with another Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.